You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Oh, yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm side of the road, outside of the vehicle, with my vehicle in between myself and the road.
All right. May I have your first name, please?
Jacob.
Jacob.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your last name?
Halverson, H-A-L, V as in Victor, E-R-S-O-N.
And Mr. Halverson, in case we get disconnected, what will be a good callback number for you?
559-457-8707.
I have 559-457-8707.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider information and how long it will take them to get to you?
That would be great, yes.
All right. Messages and data rates may apply. May I have that policy number, please?
Sure thing. Policy number is 0401-02-100-354-057.
And I'm just going to read it back to you to make sure I have it correct. That was 0401-021-003-54057.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have the last six digits of the VIN number?
Yes, it is 047720.
047720. And may
yes,
I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
2012 Toyota Venza.
And what color is that vehicle?
Black.
All right, and what's going on with the vehicle?
So, I picked up a ridiculous chunk of metal in my tire. Just gigantic.
Oh,
new tires, too.
So sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you looking for a tire change today or a tow service?
Well, I was hoping for a tow service over to Les Schwab.
Alrighty, and which tire is damaged?
It is the rear driver's side.
And you're requesting a tow service? And will the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
Yes.
Is this vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive or just a standard vehicle?
Front-wheel drive.
Is this service a result of an accident?
Negative.
And will you be there when the provider arrives?
Yes.
And you do have the keys to the vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Will anyone need a ride with the provider?
Yes.
Do you have a face mask?
Yes.
And we do have to advise, due to COVID, some providers are still not allowing passengers. If that is the case, you would have to find alternate transportation for yourself, okay?
Understood.
And may I have the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
Oh, golly. I'm on Chestnut.
Is your location on your phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up right now.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I can send a text message to you with the link inside, and it's going to have some coordinates for you to get to me. Would you like me to do that?
It's going to have some what?
It's going to have a latitude and longitude coordinates for me.
Oh, yeah. So you'll send a link, and then my phone will be able to translate that?
Yeah, you'll just provide me with the latitude and longitude that it gives you.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, it looks like I'm at 2447 South Chestnut, but we can do the coordinates if that's easier for you.
Okay. And you say your location is on the phone?
Sorry?
You say your location is on your phone?
Yeah, well, I can see the house next to me is 2447, and I'm on South Chestnut, so I just wanted to confirm it.
All right. So I just sent the text message to your phone. Once you receive it, just provide me with those coordinates.
I'm waiting for it to come through.
And you did say your phone, your location was turned on your phone?
Yes, my location is on.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. Is it the in the event you need to assist us in locating you, use this link? Okay. All righty. Did that send it back to you, or would you like me to read that off?
Yeah, you would have to read it off to me.
All right. Latitude is 36.712394.
Mm-hmm.
And longitude is -119.736441.
All right, so that put me by South Chestnut Avenue and East Burns Avenue. It's by that intersection. Does that sound about right?
Let me take a look at the cross street here. You said Burns. Yep,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right, and I got the address that I got was 2494 South Chestnut. That sound about right?
Yeah, 2447, right. And then a little boarded up building is the one that you mentioned.
Okay. And can you provide me with the address and where you want to take the vehicle?
Do we have an ETA? Well, and I guess it'll be the same thing either way. Nearest Les Schwab.
And have you already contacted them?
I called them. They close at 6. So do we have an ETA on this?
Do they have after-hour drop-off?
I can call them and confirm that.
Okay.
But it will be, if my phone would open it, 5740 East Kings Canyon Road.
That was East Kings Canyon Road. Is this in Fresno as well?
Yes, it's 2.8 miles away from me. I believe that should be within my
radius.
Yes.
And okay, I see it. And you said they close at 6?
Yeah.
And can you go ahead and call them? I'll wait and see if they have the after-hour drop-off.
Certainly. I can merge the call as well if you would like. Or
it's up to you. It doesn't
just
matter.
Have you stand. Okay. All right. Are you there, miss?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Excellent. Yes, they do have after-hours drop-off if necessary.
All right. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get you mapped and located. So just give me one moment, okay?
All righty.
All right, so I was able to go ahead and get you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the provider for you. Once I have your provider, you'll receive a text message with your provider information and how long it will take them to get to you. Is there anything else that I can assist you with on today?
Nope. That should be it for now. And this is all covered through my policy, correct?
Yes, sir. You're covered for up to 200 miles. It's just a 4-mile tow.
All righty. I just wanted to make sure. I'd never had to use roadside before.
Right.
Does this result in an increase in the policy or anything like that?
I'm not sure, but I don't think so. But I'm not sure. You would have to reach out to your insurance company for those types of information.
All right.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.